Today'll be Ezra Hashem be learned Daf Mem Dal the Masechtas Nedarim. Some of the topics we learned about include, although Rav in the previous Daf questioned Rabbi Yochanan's understanding of the Machlekes Rabbi Yossi b'Chachamim, our Gemara proceeds based on Rabbi Yochanan's understanding of this Machlekes. Rabbi Yochanan explained the Machlekes as follows: Rabbi Yossi holds that the mother still owns the food because Hefker k'matan the Yochel Achzibay the Adulei Osel Shus Zecha Lo Yotze Mishus Hamafker. A mafker can retract his hefker because he still owns the item until the zecher takes it. Therefore, the mudder may not take the food because mididay misani, he benefits directly from the mother, not from hefker. While the chacham hold that the mother does not own the food because hefker lav kematana ve'ein yochel achzaboy, the meidner the afker nafik le'mershuse. The mafker cannot retract his hefker because he does not own the item once he declared a hefker. Therefore, the mudder may take the food because lav midide misani, he does not benefit from the mander, but from hefker. Some of the terms and concepts we will learn about include hefker potter min hamaiser. The fruits of a field of hefker, ownerless, are exempt from hafrashas maiser because the pasuk that refers to maiser states, uvaha levi ki ein lo chelik v'nachlimach. The levi takes maiser because he does not own a share in your field. Yatzezesh yada biyad chashavim. This excludes hefker in which the levi does own a share in the field. If one takes meiser from payers that are chayiv b'meiser, from payers that are pater b'meiser, or vice versa, the hafrasha is not effective.